you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. Zambia has called for urgent action on the escalating security and humanitarian situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Jeffrey Ziele says the situation is in the Eastern Province, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo remains precarious and it needs urgent attention to protect women and children who have been caught up in the fighting. Lieutenant General Ziele says the conflict in the DRC has a wider effect on the Great Lakes region. Speaking when he opened the extraordinary meeting of the Specialized Committee of Defense Experts of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, Lieutenant General Ziele urged defense experts to offer solidarity, compassion and determination to act decisively on the matter. And ICGLR Deputy Executive Secretary Ambassador Yashir Mohammed said the activities of the AFC M23 rebels continue to destabilize the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, especially the capture of Uvira, a town near the DRC-Burundi border. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. Government has directed all private schools following the Zambia National Curriculum that opened on 5th January 2026 to immediately close and reopen on 12th January 2026, failure to which their operating licenses risk being revoked. Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Education Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, says standards officers are on the ground to check compliance with the ministry's school calendar. Dr. Mambwe said despite clear provisions and repeated guidance from the ministry, it has come to its attention that some private schools opened on 5th January 2026, even though 12th January 2026 is the official opening date for Term 1. He has described the situation as unfortunate, saying the affected schools have shown total disregard for the ministry's school calendar.
The ministry now directs all private schools following the Zambian National Curriculum that opened on the 5th January 2026 to immediately close and open on the 12th of January 2026 as per the school calendar, failure to which they risk their operating licenses being revoked. Standard officers are on the ground checking on compliance with the ministry's school calendar. The ministry values the partnership with the private sector in the provision of quality education and looks forward to good collaboration in this regard.
The new Congress Party, NCP, has condemned the removal of the Patriotic Front from the Tonse Alliance, describing the move as a dishonor to the legacy of the late former president, Edgar Lungu. Speaking at a press briefing, NCP President Peter Chanda said the former president left a clear political will, stating that the NCP was to remain a special purpose vehicle while the PF continued to serve as the anchor party of the alliance. Mr. Chanda has questioned how leaders within the Tonse Alliance could claim loyalty to the late president while acting contrary to his wishes. He has added that the alliance's decision has vindicated him against accusations that he harbored ill intentions towards the PF leadership.
It is sad that those who have moved PF away from Tonse, they've really dishonored the legacy of PF. So I wish that the PF led by Given Winda all the best as they maneuver to find another vehicle. But I want to say to the Zambian people that New Congress Party stands as the people's choice, as a stable political party, as an alternative government that we can look up to. Because in New Congress Party there is no confusion. We have not been bought by anyone, not even the ruling party.
Government has officially commissioned the School of Engineering Bridge Maintenance and Management Center at the University of Zambia. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama said the facility will play a critical role in equipping engineering students, researchers and practitioners with practical, hands-on experience in bridge inspection, monitoring and maintenance planning. Professor Malama has noted that the center will help bridge the gap between academic training and industry needs by producing graduates who are better prepared to meet the demands of the infrastructure sector. He has further explained that the center will also serve as a national hub for research, innovation and professional development, supporting engineers from government institutions, local authorities and the private sector.
The center will play a critical role in equipping engineering students, researchers and practitioners with practical hands-on experience in bridge inspection, not just bridge inspection but also monitoring and maintenance planning. This will help bridge the gap between academic training and industry requirements, producing graduates who are better prepared to meet the demands of the infrastructure sector as a whole.
The Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia has announced that only 541 out of 2,030 repeat candidates who sat for the September 2025 competence and licensure examination passed, representing an overall pass rate of 27%. NMCZ Public Relations Officer Miles Banda has confirmed that results will be communicated to candidates through their respective higher education institutions, effective 12th January 2026. She has added that all licensure candidates will also receive their individual results via their registered email addresses on the same date.
A total of 2,030 candidates sat for the examination and only 541 candidates passed, representing a pass rate of 27%. Following this announcement, examination results shall be communicated to candidates through their respective higher education institutions effective Monday, 12th January 2026.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, has congratulated Zambia Sugar PLC for hitting an exceptional milestone of over $1 billion market capitalization on the securities exchange. 30 years after becoming the second company to list on LUSE, Zambia Sugar has joined an exclusive group as a third company to exceed the $1 billion market capitalization mark. At the close of the 2025 financial year, the company's share price stood at 48 kwacha per share. Since then, it has risen by approximately 40% to 67 kwacha per share. This growth, supported by the appreciation of the kwacha, up nearly 10% since December 2025 and reaching a fresh two-year high on 5th January 2026, has propelled the company to this achievement. Speaking at the close of 2025, Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Magwenzi reaffirmed the company's commitment to driving private sector-led growth and national development.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The U.S. has suspended all assistance to the government of Somalia, alleging that officials destroyed a UN World Food Programme WFP warehouse and seized donor-funded food aid. A U.S. State Department statement on X said that the Trump administration has a zero-tolerance policy for waste, theft, and diversion of life-saving assistance. The message posted on the account of the under